Chumashir Parshas Tetzaveh.
Ato Tetzaveh Bnei Yisrael. Vehikru Eilecho Shem and Zayit Zoch. Famous Balaturim, the Ato Tetzave, Lo Hiskir Moshe Beze Aseida. In Parshas Tetzave, Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned. She'enkin Bekol HaChumash. She'mishor She'noilad Moshe Ein Seder Shelo Yuzkar Bo. והטעם, משום שאומר מכן אינו מספריך אשר כוספת. כלול הסחוכם אפילו על תנאי בו, ונסקיים בזה. So, בעל מוישה רבינו said, when he was asking a כפורת for כלל ישראל, ואם אין מכן אינו מספריך, so was נסקיים במקצס in פרשס תצווה. The Shaila is, as I said, the Balaturi. His father also has a sefer, Pirush HaRosh Al HaTeire. He said that the Balaturi was mechaber in one night. When he was about to take out the tour, he came to his father. His father told him before a sefer halacha, Efshar Epes Al HaTeire. So he went, and he written Balaturi by night, and then in the morning already he could prove. He went to write down this the Sefer HaTur. So the Rosh also says this word. He says, "V'shomati me'arav don Ashkenazi, v'v'shemoish Rabbeinu Omar laKadosh Baruch Hu al mechil asraigel dovorah v'imayin mechini lo misifrecho." ואמרו חז"ל כי להזכיר לכם אפילו על חינם מבו אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא אעשה לכם לפנים משור השדים אמרו אתכם מן הספר אשר כוספתי כלימה מסדר ועד הצצב שכוספתי לפני כסיסו So this is the answer we'll see that before she asked the kasha say that So why parshas at the tzav? So the Rosh is merames a little bit that this was the sefer, the parsha before Kisisa, the Chet HaEgel. The Goan says, because today is Zayin Adar. Yesterday was Zayin Adar. We know, it's the Yom of the Ptira of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the reason the Chavei Kaddisha, they make a tainis. Zayin Adar, the Yom of Ptira of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Goan says that Moshe Rabbeinu was nistalik in this week. So it's parshas Tetzaveh. So Remez, that Moshe was Nistalek, so was in Parshas Tetzaveh. As Isaac the Goyen. Some say that, being down from the Goyen, that the Goyen said that Moshe, if you write the words Moshe, the Mem of Moshe, so Mem you write as 40, so the word Mem, is 40, the word Shin is 60, and the word Hey is considered 1. It's the Shur Amol, I'm not going out to the Cheshbonis. The Mem, you take the second letter of the Mem, so it's 40. Then you have Shin. You take the Yud and the Nun that are left from the Shin, it's 60. And the He, you take the Aleph. It's called the Mole. Every word, when you write the word fully, Mem, you write Mem, Mem. Right? If you want to write Mem, not the letter Mem. So you write Mem, Mem. You want to write Shin, Yud, Nun. You want to write He, He, you write He, Aleph. So the God says, if you take the Chelik Amole from the letter, so it's the Mem from the Mem, and the Yud, Shin from the Shin, and the Aleph, it's 101. And the amount of the Pesukim in Parshas Tzaybe, it's also 101. And that's like the Goyim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is be'etzem nirmaz in the Parsha. So the Adu Tzaybe is be'Yisrael v'ikho elecho shemen zay zoch kosis lamoir leha lo yisner tovit. V'ikho elecho shemen zay zoch. So Moshe Feinstein brings down, says like this: the Torah, the menorah is mesam elohim ve'atoyro. Haroitze lehachkim yadrim. He says all of the korbanos you used oil, but the oil didn't have to be shemen zayit zoch, and the menorah it had to be shemen zayit zoch. Chazal say they will take the aleph, the first drop. They will take it for the Shemen. Zok the Moshe, it's coming to melamed us. When the menorah lights, when the menorah shines, when it's zoch, when it's nikius. The Bach says, why the Malach teaches the kid me'imoy? Because then the kid is zach. Person could be learning during the Sdorim. Aber ben Sdorim, he reads books, he runs after the ball. I'd say I'm all someone that they schwach and it's exercise. And then some guys need medicine also. You know, not normal, they take medicine. Every person, machlas aguf, machlas anefesh. Aber so there's a person, he learns. Aber chutzum, what he learns, he has his. There's emails, yeah? It's not Shemen Zayit Zoch. This doesn't shine. Not only that, sometimes happens, people over the years, they're not Zeichet to sit and learn day and night. Tzorcha parnose, ki rabbi mehem. But the kervei ha'itim la'toyro. And they don't know why it's not shining. And the answer is, he goes to the Daf HaYomi. But every time when he hears like a bird, he checks. If you got a message, yeah? Every time, every bird, he checks the message. He's not learning Beretzifus. It's not Shemen Zayit Zoch. Ring him up. You have a phone. Put the phone down. Sometimes you think this Bochum was so choshev, yeah? Maybe it's like a huge deal for $1 million. He checks, he wants to be online just in case someone wants to close a deal, he's available. For what you're available? Even if someone wants you, you're not available. You're right. Maybe someone needs you and you're not available. I want to check if someone calls me. Good. If someone calls you, you're not available. So don't know that someone called you. No, he leaves it on. He will not listen. Just in case someone calls, he will know. Why has to know that a person called him? If the person wants, you know, in the phone, you could leave a message. No, he's scared. Maybe someone wants him, but nish ad kedekach to leave a message. And he wants to happen. It's nish normal. Why does something does it? Because he wants it not to be Shemen Zayin Zoch. Now, I'm saying again, like I started, when you're a yeshiva bachar and you're learning in a yeshiva, you're a yaman. And you want the shteig. You want to grow. You don't want to be a nobody. You want to be uplift. You're a Dor HaChoshev. Chticha Ruyelis Kabet. Shemen Zayit Zoch. Alevai Oisi Ozovu V'Toirosi Shomoru Shemeoyu Shebo Machziru Lemutev. Again, this is Moshe says. He says, "Why dafka oil?" Moshe says, "Oil. When you mix it with water, the oil flows to the top." He says, "The koyach of Torah is when it's separate from the gashmias." But if a guy schmoozes and talks, he's busy with andere zachen. no way he could grow. There's no way he could become a Talmud Chacham. The world says, V'ikhu ilecho shemen zayit zoch. What is ilecho? So the Farshim say that only Moshe Rabbeinu could know what a shemen zayit zoch. They're the ones that know what is considered Shemen Zayit Zoch. Not every time what you have is considered Shemen Zayit Zoch. Then the Pesuk is Mamshech Va'atah Akev Alecho Es'ar Nuchicho Ve'esbonov Nodo Va'aviyu Elozo Ve'isomo Ve'osiso Bigde Kodesh La'ar Nuchicho Ve'ile Abgodim Esher Yasu. Choshen ve'eifod u'meil. Says the Rashi, I was a kid, all of you know it, but I like to say it over. Ve'eifod lo'y shomati ve'lo'y motzosi ba'braise pirush tav nisoy. I don't even say what is ve'eifod. Not my Rebbe, not in the braise, I didn't find a mesoiro. What is ve'eifod? Ve'libi oiberli, my heart tells me, it's like an apron, but not like you put it in the front, you put it in the back. Rochav k'moy gavish, k'moy sino, shechoyres asorois, shechoyres al asusim. Like the princes, when they ride horses, so they have in the back, like a kind of apron that goes down. Rashi doesn't know, we found a nice moshe from the princess. So when I was a kid, our Rebbe Nechayla told us that the Mesoira on this Rashi is that Rashi could not understand what is the pshat in Ha'efoy. And he picked up his eyes and he saw in front of him a princess riding a horse. And Rashi had a control on his eyes. He didn't see what he didn't have to see. And he said, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me to see this prince riding the horse to teach me what is the eifod. So this is the velibi oimali of Rashi. And also is the eifod zav tcheles v'argomon. Vosis ochoishel mishpot maase choishel k'maase eifoy v'miliso isoy tur even. Tur oidem upinedo barekes atur echod tur asheni loifach sapir v'yaloim atur ashlishi leshlem shloi v'achlomo atir arevi tarshish v'shoyam v'yoshve. The last son is v'yoshve. Zog de balaturim v'yoshve begematria ben yomin ben yankev sheyoshve hoyo leben yomin. The stone yoshve was for ben yomin. But in the Medrash, why? Yoshpe, Yeshpe. Binyamin knew about Mechiras Yosef, and he kept his mouth closed. So he's called Yeshpe. So this is Rebbe Pavarsky. So why is called Yeshpe? He had to be called Einpe. He said not to talk. Was Hezishkin Yeshpe. A person that could talk and could control his mouth, does his yeshpe. A person that talks the whole time and can't control his mouth, is not yeshpe. He's not controlling, he doesn't have his peh. Now Chazal tell us that the stone yeshpe got lost in the Beis HaMikdosh, and Chachomim are going to buy a new stone. And the Gemara says, "Lo shel Gemara in Kiddushin Shalu Es Rab Lezer Ad Eichon Kibudah Veim Amal Em Tzu Veru Maosev Et Kichovi Vechol Lovi Be'ashkelo Im Edoma Ben Esin Oshmoy Bikshu Chachomim Avonim Leifo Et Beshish Im Ribo Yischar Rav Kahan Emad Mi Bishmoinim Voya Mavteach Munach Tachas Meroishoiso Shel Ovi Veloitzi Aroi לשון האחרס לא זה הקדוש ברוך הוא סחורי שנודו לפור האדומה נראו חכורים אמרו להם יודע אני בכם שאם אני מבקש לכם כל המומן שבועי למה אתם לא יסתים לי אלא אין אני מבקש לכם אלא איסו מומן שהפסדתי בשביל כבוד אבא So the way Chazal said that he didn't want to sell because the keys were under his father's pillow. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest and he had a parah aduma. He knew that he could charge how much he wanted to charge. And he said, I'm only charging what I was mafsid for kibud av. So first the Mefoshim said that the stone that got lost was Yashve. Binyamin, that he was the one that was made the most kibud av. Why? All of the achim, the maize, were a part of Mechiras Yosef. So they were mitzayah the father. And Yosef was not there to make kibudav. He was missing. The one that was not missing kibudav was Binyamin. So Bishchus Binyamin was nisgalgel that stone got lost. And while that stone got lost, Bemele, Duch Binyamin became a kibudav. I'm going to say over a vault. So Dovah ben Sinop is such a choshev guy. Why doesn't get a Reb? Bleibt a goy. And it says, when they came to the second year, Dovah ben Sinop said, I'm not charging. Only when I lost for Kibbutz. By us, there's no musig when I lost for Kibbutz. How much I was zeichet to give for kibud av? It's not a loss. How much I would lose to change my ticket to stay extra? Lose? How much you would be zeichet? A yid doesn't feel that when he did a mitzvah, he lost. Chas v'shalom, a person, he had his parents staying by him, and he had to spend some money to take care of his parents. And someone will come later and will want to pay him what he paid for the kibud av. He would say, "B'shem pani v'ayim, I'm asking to sell my mitzvah, but you lost for the mitzvah." By us, it's not called a loss. By us, it's called the schar. Dovah ben Sinop says, but I lost for kibud av. Well, I did it. But I lost for my father. I heard once pshat. But what is the pshat that he didn't wake up his father? There's a key under your father. When your father is sleeping and someone comes and wants to make a deal. Millions of dollars. Your father is sleeping. Your father will be very upset that he didn't wake him up. So some say pshat that Dovah ben Sinop was the rich person. His father was living supported by him. Didn't make a difference to him if his son has another 5 billion. It doesn't make a difference anymore for the father. So it's only for Dovah ben Sinop. Some say a different pshat. His father was crazy. His father was talking abnormal. Didn't make a difference to his father anymore. But his sleep was very important for him. But either way, the Mefoshim say, I can't say him it's Muchach, but the Mefoshim say, Givaldi Kipshat. Why the keys were under the father's pillow? Why the keys were under the father's pillow? You could say, Pook. Forget it, he was crazy, he slept on the keys, yeah. They say over Meisav of the Biskarov, that when they were running away in the war, he had some money that he had to take. That one was gone. They had to run away. So when they were running, they had like a lot of money with them. His father was the outer man sitting in the wagon also, the running. Managed to take the father, put him in the corner. He gave the father the money to watch. He asked him, we are watching the father. So it's a kibud av to give the father to feel that he's the one that is in charge. Dama ben Asina, the kibud av started, you watch the keys of the safe. He's the rich guy. The keys of the safe are with the father. The father is in charge. I tell every time in your light, tell you, you will know that as a son you'll have kids. You have a baby. You don't know what name to call the baby. Shmel or Bel? Yeah? Nice Yiddish names. You're not sure what is better. Or Yente or Sprinze? Yeah? Not sure. And you decide one of the names. Doesn't make a difference. Don't wait that your parents will hear it in the bris. Call them and tell them, I'm planning to give this name. What do you think? Sometimes you have parents that will start to mix in and tell you what to do. It's a bazun de reshmuz. I'm not going into that. But give them the covet. Give them the covet. It doesn't cost money. This is kibudav. Dama ben Asina, the keys of the safe were under the father. The father felt he's in charge. You go with your parents, and I see it a lot of times, guys that didn't come to our shmuzim, yeah? They go, they fly. With the old father, he holds all the tickets and all the passports, you know, he treats his kids and his father in the same. Everyone gets the passports, and again, the choshev guy watches it. Fakel, let the father to be in charge. Again, it's not the father will lose them. It's an derezach. The kibud av is the keys are by the father. That is a kibud av, not to wake up the father. It's another zach. But at kamu gdoilu achnos kibud av him. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, the kid that feeds his father, but he makes it feel like a garbage. And there's the one that tells his father, we don't have money, come, you work. You're very strong. You will grind the wheat, so we will have money. And the father works very hard. And the father feels that he's supporting the family. And the Gemara says, this person goes to Gan Eden. That he made his father to work. And the other person that made his father to feel like a nobody, so we have a very interesting beged, the Goyen says a Givaldi Kepshat, that is called Urim Vetumim. It's called Urim Vetumim. Now, what happened Be'etzem Beis Hamikdash? Was a choyshen. Now, he had a beged, and on the beged was all the stones. And in the choyshen and mishpot, he puts the Urim v'tumim. Who is Urim v'tumim? So Rashi says, Shema meforosh hayonoisim b'toich kifle ha-choyshen. Choyshen was a double, it's a square. The bezel was two squares, there was one big malben, and they bend it, and in between was a fold. And the fold, they put it, Shema Sekdoishi. Ubemigdash Sheni or Yechoishen, but they didn't have the Shema Shem. The Ramban says that when you have the Choishen, we know they would ask questions, and the letters were light. Says, the Kohen Gadol was mechaven urim, and it started to shine, but it didn't shine in the order that you have to read it. It was like a scooter. Yeah, you have this number, letters. Then he was mechaven the name Tumim, and the Tumim will tell him how to read it. וזו מדרגו ממדרגס רוח הקודש למטו מנבואו ולמעלו מבסקוי. So he had the lights. So the Goen says a גיבלדי כגמור אין ברוכס. חנו הויסו מספללס that she will have a boy. She was crying, crying. Eli HaKohen walks in and he sees someone crying. And she's talking to herself. It's mashmah the Gemara that before that, people davened loud. Chana was mechadesh, she davened quietly. Mishalel esalim. He thought that she's drunk. So he told, Vayachshiveh ole shikoiro. Omro loy, lo yadoini, isho kshasruach anoichi, v'yayin v'sheicho lo ishotisi. So, and the old Tfusim said, Lo yadoini, ksheiro ani. The Gemara says, Lo yadoini, lo yruach hakoidesh alecho, shata choshdeini bedovor shein bi. לא ירוח הקודש, אתה דן לקו חויבו. זוג בגוהם, אלי אס את אורים ותומים, what is going on here? חיים קניאבסקי אז הקה שתקה. If the Kohen Gadol, every question that he has, he was allowed to ask in Urim ותומים, like he's standing beside me, she sees a lady, he thinks, she looks strange. Shikoyva. Are you drunk? This is the way it worked? The Gemara says only be davar kosher. So Chaim says that be'etzem the Kohen Gadol was allowed to ask every question. Says he didn't have to ask only davar kosher, but he could have asked everything. Anyway, so he asks, what is happening with this lady? And the letters shin chof reish hey shine. Shin chof reish hey. So Eli read it shi koiro. The tumim didn't work by him. The real words was kesheiro. Amro loy lo yadoini ein lecha ruach hakodesh. Stop, someone tells you you're drunk and you don't have ruach hakodesh. She says, no, I know why you're saying shikoiro, because you're reading the letters wrong. I see you choishin, you're shining, but you have to read it the other way. You're missing the ruach hakodesh, how to read the choishin. As Eli Gohen says, this is what Chana answered him. Sancha Vaseres HaShoron, he brings down, if you see good in the Pesukim, it says, choishin ha-mishpot, but every time when it says to do it, it says, v'osiso choishin. It doesn't say choishin ha-mishpot. So the Ramban says, The mishpot was really because the Urim v'Tumim. The Urim v'Tumim, the Ramban says, or was a note that Moshe Rabbeinu got from Hashem, or Hashem told him a pikabole and he knew what to write. But Bezalel was not involved in writing this piece of paper. It's only a paper that came out of Shomayim, or Moshe Rabbeinu written it. So Mele, it says to Moshe Rabbeinu v'osiso. But every time when it says to Bezalel, it says what Bezalel did, Bezalel only did a choshen. Bezalel didn't do a choshen mishpot. Now, there's another interesting Zach. It says, we'll go to the Zohar. V'osiso es me'ilo eifa. Eretz Tam wants a pshat. Why take Parshas Tetzave, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is missing? It's brought down in Chazal that when Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, told Hashem, shlach no biyad tishlach. I don't want to go to Mitzrayim, send someone else. ויאמר הנה אהרן אחיך ושמח ברוח ובליבי. והם הביא אדוני נשלח לו ביד תשלח. ואיחר אף השם במוישה ויאמר, it's with the seventh time, הלוי ארוי נוכיחו עלי ויודעתי. ארוי נוכיחו עלי וי? From what Aaron is the Levi? It's בו עדן על חזל, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be the Kohen also. And Aaron would be the Levi. Because Moshe said, "Shlach no biyat tishlach," Hashem took the kahuna from Moshe and gave it to Aaron. That's what the Medrash brings down. So the Meile, what is Atat Tzave and the Begodim of Aaron was not right, was not nice to write it, Moshe. Moshe. So it's Kvoyle Shul Moshe, the Teir didn't write it down. For Sisres Me'il Ha'efot Klil Tcheles. והוסיסו על שולוב רימוני תחילס פעמוין זוהוב זה 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 חופכס למד ג' והוסיסו על שולי רימוני תחילס ופעמוני זוהב פעמוין זוהוב ורימוין פעמוין זוהוב ורימוין so you had bells and רימוני מחלקס רשי and רמבן How it was. Rashi learns Rimoin Pa'amoin. Rimoin Pa'amoin. The Ramban learns was a Rimoin and inside was a little bell. The bell says, what? I forgot. Zog the Welt. That the Gemara says was 72 Rimoinim and 72 bells. Now, as Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how the Me'il was. You see in Purim, there's different shittas in the costumes I saw. Some learn it was like a dress. And some learn it was like a tzitzis. It was cut. If it's a halacha, you have to have a rimoin, bell, and rimoin. And you have 72. How you could have rimoin, bell, rimoin? In between every two rimoin, you have to have a bell. And it's 72. So if it's like a dress, it's very good. It's a circle. But if it's like a tzitzis, so you have to have two rimoinim and one bell, right? So you have to have more rimoinim from bells. That is Rashi Rishitosu learns that it was like a circle, and the Ramban learns that it was a tzitzis. So Rashi Rishitosu has to learn that Rashi could learn that the bell was in between the rimoinim. And the Rambam is mysterious, but Behelem Divrei Rambam. Chazal say, "V'nishma koyloi bevoyo yelakoidish." The people will hear. Same thing we have in the Sefer Torah. We have bells. The people will hear when the Kohen Gadol goes in. Why? It's not nice. You walk into the Beis Hamikdash. So we have to learn from that. Chazal say, "Kenesher yoyir keinoi." When Hashem comes. A Nesha, before he comes to his nest, he starts to make noise. And his kids will know that he came. Kol yom ay ro'isi. Every choshev guy that I know doesn't walk into his house without knocking on the door. You knock on the door, and then you walk in. The not choshev people, they do it without. And you can change. You know, guys say, I'm not choshev. So that you become choshev from doing this. Why? Lindo teir derech eretz. When God goes into Beis Hamikdash, when he comes into the house of Hashem, he's my dear that he comes in. It's not that Kodesh Baruch Hu needs it. But we learn out the ginunim. The ginunim. Not pito im yavar yal echoloi. As a ginunim. Then it's an interesting meshechokhma, it says emes the pshat. Maybe there's a stira. V'chogarta oisom avneit. Look at what it says. V'zbon of takri v'hilbashtom kutonois alat. V'chogarta oisom avneit. One. Chovashto lohem mikbois. So what is the pshat? V'zbon of takri, you malbish them kutonois. You hoger them with avnate and you put on them hats. So, ilbashtom kutonois loshen rabim. Mikbois loshen rabim. Avnate loshen yochid. So, Meshechochma says the emes pshat. He says, Chazal say that every kohen had to have clothes that fit his size. A bigger kohen, big pants. Small kohen, small pants. Short pants, long pants. Avnet is a belt. Everyone had the same avnet. One was 5 circles, one was 10 circles around them. But they didn't make different size of avnets. So it was one avnet. So v'chagal doisam avnet, everyone has v'chagal doisam avnet. This week is Parsha Zochar. Zohar is Hashem Osir Lecho Amolek Baderech. So Chazal say Yovei Amolek Veilochem Yisrael Berefid. So in Chazal bring down Sherofu Yedeya Minatei. So Sarah Beliboruch brings down a beautiful Aor. Sherofu Yedeya Minatei. Why is Sherofu Yedeya? Ayodayim Yedei Eisof. Sherofu Piyem Medivoteya. Why the Rifki in Yodayim? And Teire, the answer is Yodayim are Mesamel Milchamto Shel Teiro. The Gemara says Amelamed Yodayim Lekrav It's Boisei La Milchomo. That Yodov Ravloi Chazal say in Makkos Daf Yud that Yehuda could not fight Milchamto Shel Teiro after the Nidui, so Moshe Rabbeinu davened Yodov Ravloi. It's Chayim LaMaiminim Bo. Rashi says Shelom Din Kol Teicho Lo Yedaseinu Ka'odam HaMeshamesh B'Yad Yeminoi. The Rifyon of Milchamto Shel Amolek was not that they were not sitting and learning, they didn't have the Milchamto Shel Teiro. They didn't have the fire of Torah. The fire of Torah, this is what makes Klal Yisrael to win Amalek. And when that is missing, Amalek becomes stronger. I saw this is the pshat. So it says, Vayomer Moshe liYehoshua, Yoshua, Bchar lanu anoshim, v'tzeh leilochem b'Amalek. Vayal Moshe, and he said, "Vayorim Moshe es Yodov." Shemoshe meirim Yodov gavar Yisrael. When he takes down his hands, why it had to be that when Moshe picks up his hands, gavar Yisrael? The answer is, the rifyon was milchamto shel Teiro. So the nitzochon when Moshe was mesamel was picking up his hands. But I want to add, it's brought down, Rashi Yecheskel says, that the Rifyon was really in Kabbalah Satoiro. The Koyach of Amalek is to think. I know it's not accepted what I'm going to say, but this is the real Mesoiro. We think today that people, knowledge, he thinks it over. You know, he doesn't want to have that emunah tmimah I do because everyone does. Yeah? That is exactly Amalek. Klal Yisrael is Naseh v'nishma. My father learned, I learned. We went to Cheder, I go to Cheder. You want to know not why? Maybe. Menazmane, we could choose why. I think that this is the way to do it. I think that this is the way to do it. This is from the Bismedosh of the Rebbe Amalek. Klal Yisrael is Naseh v'nishma. This is the Chefetz of Klal Yisrael. Naseh v'nishma. Amalek is listening, thinking. Chefetz of Klal Yisrael was Naseh v'nishma. Yodayim is Asiya. Oznayim is Shmiya. Zokim Isaac Chover. Mishmei Deagoyim, to be feeling a little bit. Moshe picked up his hands over his ears. This was the way to win Amalek. Echot be'odo mashmim al ashkolim. This was connected to the ears, and this is the reason we have Hamantash. Hamantash is the ears of Haman. That's the way the Messiah goes, one of the reasons. In Hebrew it's called Oznei Haman. In America it's called Hamantash. Say different pshatim. Shatosh Ashkenazi shel Haman, yeah. But in Hebrew it's called Oiznei Haman. We're eating the ears of Haman. What about the nose of Haman? The answer is we're eating the ears of Haman. Haman was listening. Our Kabbalah is, Rashi says, when he mentioned a couple times in Shabbos, when the Tzduki told Rav, when he saw that he's learning and he's bleeding when he's learning, Ame Pzize, he said, Kadmizu Pumaychu Leudnaychu. So Rashi, you are magnim your mouth to your ear. What the Amalekim come? First listen, then see. Amale anachnu betumeinu alachnu. Tumasta. Kederech oyavim. Samachnu alof shaloyatenu. The Amalek says, why you spoke before? Listen, understand, and then do. This is Amalek. Memele, the hands are misamal in the world, asiya, doing. Listening is the opposite from doing. The Rifkin was the Yodayim. Rashi in Yecheskel says, Vayamru b'Yisrael b'amidbor, uberefidi melekabel esateire. The Rifkin was in the asiya of Kabbalah Sateire. While the Rifkin was in the asiya of the Kabbalah Sateire, there was the Rifyan of Teira, and the Asi of Kabbalah Sateira was a Rifyan. So Val was a Rifyan in the Asi of the Kabbalah Sateira. So can I get that? Amalek came. Amalek listens. If we know, we're reading the Haftorah, when Shmuel sends Shaul to kill Amalek, Shaul fails. And he keeps them. And Shmuel tells on him, Ki yoreisi yesom. Shaul says, Lemaise, al cheshbonos. I told you to kill, don't do cheshbonos. He said, no, I'll bring them to Beis HaMikdosh, fakert, I'll make korbanos out of it, I'll be better, chesed, mitzitkes, with all these new. That's what Hashem likes. Hashem doesn't like nothing. What he told you to do, do, learn day and night. This is Be'etzem, the Milchama. And this was the Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael, Be'odar Kiblu, B'mei HaShvei Roish. This is the Kabbalah. So, it's a nice vote. What is Nagia? we have a mitzvah to remember what Amalek did to us. I'm not saying time of the crop, but really, why it's so important? I'm sure you had a shvel all of your life. Why it's so important to remember what Amalek did? The answer is yes. Why the answer is yes? Amalek came after Kabbalah Satayah, when everyone was in a high, and with the koyach of Amalek, Sfarim say that Amalek begimatria is suffering. Amalek makes a kirus. He makes questions. When there's no questions, when a person follows with no questions, then he can grow. The ethno following without question means, like, today I'm tired, I need to take it easy a little bit, Shemur, I'll get burned out, all these chishbonos. This is Atzus HaYetzer. Our avoda is milchama ba'amalek. That's Hashem, we'll be zoche, Kabbalah Satayah.